This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
San Diego, a lot of people will be talking about this, not realizing other ways of transporting people illegally into the country, or perhaps realizing but not realizing how big it has become, and it, in fact, soaring up to levels that are sky high, and now has created a horrible accident that's left 27 people injured and 3 killed. We're talking about a boat capsizing off the San Diego coast. And then the weather, the threat of flash floods, drastic, crazy temperature changes across the U.S., and this is some people are still recovering from the last time they were hit by Mother Nature. And the NFL draft. We're going to mention that briefly, too. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope yours was a good one, meaning your weekend. If not, we're bouncing into a brand new week. And there's an ocean of time between Monday and Friday. And then we bounce back out again on the other side. But we are into May. In fact, a tip of the cap to the Irish, because in Ireland, it is May Day. And what is May Day in Ireland? It is a big... It was kind of a banking celebration, and that's how it all started. So everything is closed. It is a tradition. It is a custom. It is something that they do each and every year. It's been celebrated since pagan times as the Feast of Beltane, and in later times as Mary's Day. And then some say, oh, well, it's a banking holiday because the banks are closed. It's spring festival. It's whatever they want it to be. But it is really, seriously, a very, very big deal. The May bank holiday. Yeah. Let's pretend we're Irish and have a long weekend. But I am. I'm Irish, so I can claim it, right? It's the first Monday in May. Schools, banks, and businesses, for the most part, are closed. They are closed, people. All right, sad story that I mentioned at the top about that boat capsizing and then alluding to now we're seeing that more illegals are coming in this way. And when I say they're coming in this way, naturally, they're being charged to be smuggled in. There were a total of 27 people that had to be hauled off to hospitals with all kinds of different injuries, including hypothermia. Some were able to walk, so that's the good news, getting into an ambulance. Somebody was pulled off of a cliff, rescued from a cliff, and then 22 others made it on the shore themselves. There were others that were rescued right from the water. It was a 40-foot cabin cruiser with at least 30 people on board, 3 people dead. San Diego fire officials and some others were responding to a call on Sunday morning that a commercial boat looked like it was in trouble. Who knew what the commercial boat was? And it turned out to be a suspected human smuggling operation based on everything that they obviously found there. And sadly, I mean, this is the story of like one of the people who died, a mother who wanted a new life in America, but she died in a deadly crash. So the boat was larger than what they typically are searching for. They search for these open-top wooden panga-style boats. That's what they use to usually smuggle people in illegally into the U.S. from Mexico. So Customs and Border Patrol, they're always looking for that. The Coast Guard's looking for those kinds of boats. It did happen in federal water jurisdiction. The Cabrillo National Monument is a California historic landmark commemorating the first time a European expedition ever landed on what became the west coast of the U.S., and that's where this happened. So they've been ramping up looking for these smuggling ops in the area. On Thursday, they intercepted one of those boats that I described, a Panga-type vessel, that was traveling without navigation lights 11 miles off the coast of Point Loma, and there was 21 people on board that one, and all were Mexican citizens with no legal status to come into the United States. Now, the Border Patrol is saying, listen, we've seen a 92% increase in maritime smuggling ops last year, and we think we're going to see the same numbers, maybe even a little bit more this year because of an increase in border protections. And they're having, sadly, some of these horrible accidents, too, as a result of that. In July, an amphibious assault ship caught fire at the naval base in San Diego, and that resulted in an onboard explosion that killed 63 people and filled the skies with horrible dark smoke. And, you know, there have been other bizarre boat incidents that have happened. So when people hear about a boat incident, they're not thinking that this is the smuggling kind of deal. They're thinking, oh my gosh, another horrible accident like that terrible one we saw at the naval base where smoke was in the air for days and days and days. And then there was another amphibious assault ship that sank by San Clemente Island, and that killed 9 servicemen, and that happened in August. But that had nothing to do with that. In fact, again, the op was looking for those Panga-style boats. The operation for the Border Patrol was to do that, and this one slipped through because it wasn't that kind of a boat. And unfortunately, this is what happened as a result. Some people were killed, and some barely made it out of there. Others were able to walk out of there. And then, you go through the process with the ICE. And I think this puts more eyes in that direction off the coast of San Diego. All right, I got to give you the payoff about the water and the weather, because it's always, these terrible torrential rains. In fact, I've just been through some pretty wicked rainstorms. The good news is everything blooms afterwards, right? It's like, oh, the ground is soggy, but yes, everything is green again. This is good. Now, parts of the Southern Plains, the Ohio Valley, Central Appalachians, the middle to lower Mississippi Valley, a lot of you are listening in those areas, have a threat of severe thunderstorms and flash flooding Monday and Tuesday. And it's that same storm, I think, that we got hit with in Texas where our facility is. And, this is that kind of weather that can bring up to 3 inches of rain and really absorb it all. It can get pretty intense. And then the thing that I think concerns a lot of people in some of these areas is tornadoes. So there's tornado watches and warnings that have already been issued, and we've seen that happen in places like Jackson, Mississippi. In fact, in Jackson, Mississippi over the weekend, there was a report of people trapped inside a house. There were reports of trees uprooted, mobile homes destroyed, and families being displaced, and a second weather threat developing over the Rockies and going into Monday, where they're even talking about wet snow in the higher elevations of Colorado. Very strange. So, like on Saturday in Denver, it was 86 degrees. Monday, it's going to be the high of 47 degrees. It's called layers, people. Right? Layers. That's what it's all about. All right, your voice is next as we head to the mailbag.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, let's jump right to it. This one comes to us from Jake, listening in Austin, Texas. Thanks, Jake. Hope you're doing well. He's been emailing us consistently for a decade, really. And you can, too, 24-7, whatever's on your mind. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. He says, hey, Kate, I know you appreciate Tex-Mex food. I just read a crazy article about corn tortilla prices sailing through the ceiling. What's up with that? What do you make of that? What about these corn dishes? Is it something about grain and corn that has just risen that is making this so expensive? I hate to go back to flour tortillas. No offense, I like flour tortillas, but corn allows me to eat more of them, if you know what I'm saying. Are you on a diet? Yeah, I totally know what you're saying, because I get corn tortillas. You must have read something. You read something that I read where they're talking about corn-based dishes could shoot up in the summer because corn has really risen, like 30% in 2021. And they're reporting that some places in Mexico, the price for corn tortillas have shot up significantly, like doubled, right? So just to kind of give you a reference point in talking about tortillas, it's just funny that you asked me that question. An ear of corn makes about 10 small tortillas. Did you know that? Yeah. How about that? So what is the ag crop like? That's what you got to ask yourself. And grain. And they've had their highest prices in like 8 years, right? Wheat, soybeans. So corn is actually outpacing, you know, the others, wheat and soybeans, like I said. So they've just, I shouldn't say that because that's skyrocketed too. Wheat and soybeans have skyrocketed. And let me tell you, lumber has gone up because in having some work done, what would have been $3 for some of the lumber is now 20 in my neck of the woods. Yes. If only I had an axe and I knew how to how to make wood. I would go and do it myself. I mean, crazy. There's just all kinds of, I think that was a good question, actually, because there's all kinds of lopsided, it's like we're in an opposite world, right? So things that we never thought about before, like chlorine. There's a chlorine shortage that is leading to price increases for swimming pool owners. And you think, well, what does that have to do with anything? There was the ketchup thing, that there was ketchup. There's a ketchup shortage. But the chlorine shortage didn't have so much to do with the pandemic. It was a factory fire, right? Pool chlorine isn't easy to get, I guess. And who knew that? I had no idea that wasn't easy to get. So people are looking for alternatives because they don't know what to do. And because more people are spending time at home with their pools due to the pandemic. So maybe it is a little pandemic related because they used more chlorine. So what happened was the BioLab Pool and Spa Treatment Products Factory, that's a mouthful, had a devastating fire in August of 2020 following Hurricane Laura. Nobody was injured, but it destroyed the roof and the production was down and chlorine gas was released during that whole incident. And I guess they pump a lot of chlorine products through there. So now this is serious. They're talking about a jump of about 58% from June through August compared to the same period a year earlier. Yeah, that's not good, right? Even Goldman Sachs conducted an unscientific survey of 26 pool supply shops, with 15 saying uncertainty or doubt whether they'll have enough chlorine for pool season. So here's what I would say. You're listening to my voice. You have a pool, a mini pool, a whatever pool, and that's where you're living, basically. You're saving some dough. You're stuck with a pandemic. Go and get the chlorine. I bet there'll be a run on chlorine just in the stores of people piling up. Maybe they'll have to limit it. Oof, crazy. All right, here's one from Mac. Kate Delaney, I know you talk about such things, and you've talked about bears before and people, what to do. You've had somebody on even, a ranger, talking about what to do when you encounter a bear. Sadly, I guess there was a woman in Colorado who was killed in a bear attack after she was taking her dogs for a walk. Oh, yeah, that was a sad story. I mean, they suspect it was a bear attack because her body was found by her boyfriend after she didn't return from walking the dogs. And this is 2 weeks after you had the Montana wilderness guide. I know I talked about that on the air, who was mauled by a grizzly that they said was probably defending a moose carcass in Yellowstone. In this case, in Colorado, the woman had just gone for this walk, and when he came home at night, he found the dogs outside, and he started searching, and then discovered her about an hour later. Oh, that's so depressing. Oh, awful. And, you know, because I love the mountains, and I like hiking and all of that, I get, you know, they tell you this. They tell you you have to be careful about certain things, and the bear attacks are extremely rare, but they say it's a tragic thing, but a reminder that bears are wild and potentially dangerous, and to be cautious. But when they say be cautious, how are you cautious if you're walking dogs? It's, you know, it's 8:30 in the morning, and then a bear shows up. And what do you do then? They say you're supposed to just freeze, but I don't know. How do you freeze? And then there was this story about boars and what can happen when you encounter a boar. I mean, you can't live your life that way, right? You like the woods, you celebrate being in the wilderness, and you know that you share it with whatever species is living in there. And I guess, you know, maybe you just don't go alone, but who would think that that would happen? So thanks for asking that question. It's all positive today, isn't it? This is Mailbag. You can ask anything you want or talk about anything you want anytime. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, This one is from Scott, who listens to us in Florida, and he says, Kate, is it true that Donald Trump has been asked to do a PSA suggesting to his followers that they get vaccinated? It is a rumor that I've heard, yes, because he has said get the shot. A couple of times at CPAC he said that. The shot is good, get the shot. I heard him say it. He said it on the mic. He has said it. But the power, I guess, of his words, of that airing all over the place may mean something, or maybe not. But the thought is it would if he did that. So perhaps he does. Perhaps he does do that. Perhaps he does implore people, I guess is the right word, implore people to get vaccinated. I know he said it, though. I know he said it, like I said, a couple of times. All right, here's one from Joey, listening to us in New York, and he says, de Blasio is telling people to get back to offices, but not everybody wants to get back, Kate. Can they really force you into an office? That's an interesting question. Can the government force you to go back to work? Things are reopening in New York City, as in other places. 80,000 city employees are supposed to return to the office on Monday, but they're not all happy because they feel like pawns, apparently. They say the buildings aren't safe and they haven't been told what protocols are in place, or they're not clear on any of that. And what de Blasio was saying is the 180,000 employees have been vaccinated, and 80% of the workforce right now should be at their jobs through the height of this pandemic. We've got to do the work to bring the city back. And the mayor de Blasio, is claiming that working from home just is not as productive as working in the office. So there you go again, the argument about working at home versus working in the office. So they held a rally over the weekend to demand the mayor push back the start date to September. And a lot of the employees, I guess, city employees, are scrambling to find childcare in the middle of the pandemic, which is also not very easy because it, of course, depends on the public schools, depends on the schools in general as to whether or not they're open, and that presents that other problem. Not good, right? We have to get back to work. The city has to be open again. So, yeah, if it's a city job, they can ask that. I mean, they can say no more remote work because they're claiming that it isn't as effective. All right, I'll say it again. Hit me up, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will ban most travel from India as COVID cases there continue to rapidly rise. India has averaged more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. The new rules take effect on Tuesday and ban non-U.S. citizens who have been in India in the last 14 days from entering the country. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb isn't sure what the administration hopes to accomplish with the ban. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that the coronavirus variant that's being blamed for the case spike in India is likely already here.
If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of virus into the United States, there's plenty of virus here already. If the goal is to try to prevent introduction of that new variant 617 that's circling in India, I assure you it's here already, so we're not going to be able to prevent its introduction. These travel restrictions could serve a purpose, but we need to be clear about what that purpose is. Right now, we still have restrictions in place against travel from China and the UK. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
So this is USA Radio News. The U.S. Senate got a start on infrastructure last week, passing a bill providing $35 billion for water and wastewater development projects. Discussions continue on Capitol Hill over President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure package. The president urged lawmakers to pass that bill during an address to a joint session of Congress last week. Senate Republicans have countered with a $568 billion proposal that they say is narrowly tailored to physical infrastructure, unlike the president's plan. President Biden has said that he's open to other ideas on his plan, something Senator Susan Collins says she hopes is true. The Maine Republican tells CNN that negotiations over this bill will show whether or not the president is as serious about bipartisanship as he's previously stated.
This is going to be a test on whether President Biden is truly interested in bipartisanship. If he is, we can get there on the core infrastructure package. And by that, it means roads, bridges, highways, rail, waterways, and, of course, broadband.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Head to Melbourne, Australia for a conversation with Lexa Gibson about an interesting novel. I think one that if this became true in real life, you'd sort of have a stampede of people wanting what the novel talks about. And it's called Free Energy. Lexa, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So the road to writing this book, how did you come up with your ideas and what kind of research did you do, or did you just let your imagination kind of go wild?
I've got an overactive imagination. I'm constantly thinking of stories and sometimes I come up with enough of a story to fill an entire book. And so I decided to write a book. And because of my engineering background, I tried to write what I know. So I didn't really do that much research on the engineering side of it. I didn't really hit the engineering side of it too hard. I did have to research guns because in Australia we don't really have a very big gun culture, so I didn't really know that much about guns. And so the few guns that I have in the book, I had to research, but other than that, it was just came out of my head.
That's good. I mean, and it's interesting you're talking about guns and having to research it, because you're right. There's so many people, and your book, of course, can sell anywhere, and different cultures have different ideas of what they know and what they don't know, and guns is a perfect example of that versus Australia versus the U.S. or the U.K.,
Yes, we don't have a very big gun culture. We had a buyback a couple of decades ago. And guns aren't really very prominent in Australia.
Yeah.
There's a very big gun culture in America, I believe. I had to research that.
Right, to make sure you nailed it. And you did nail it, so that's good. So tell us about just give us kind of a sneak of Free Energy and, you know, like a synopsis of what it's about.
Well, it's a conspiracy thriller. It's about an engineer who creates a potentially world-changing, world-freeing invention, which is, of course, an electric car that never needs charging up. And he gets into trouble by the oil giants and the electricity companies, wherein they want to steal his electric car away from him, and they hire an assassin to kind of take him out because they don't want the electric car to ever see the light of day, because that would mean they would lose substantial amount of money in profits, especially the oil giants, because people wouldn't be filling their cars up with petrol.
What was it like, you know, creating all that intrigue and drama and being able to come out on the other side in the character? How were you inspired to write the character?
When I started the book, the main character was the Solomon Voss character. But I didn't really know how to write him. He was a little bit close to me, and I'm not all that interesting. I'm kind of a boring person. And so it was difficult to write. And so I changed focus. And the main character ended up being the Trish Adams character. So it was mainly from her perspective, although Solomon Voss was still the one that invented the electric car. And she was a design engineer as well. And then she changed jobs, and then she met Solomon and discovered that he invented this electric car, and she was caught up in the conspiracy of, you know, him getting into trouble.
What do you think our fascination is with the electric car?
Yeah, it's just it's a technology that it's difficult to kind of engineer. It's something that's eluded inventors. You know, people don't really know how to do a true free energy device, and I don't even know if it's possible. I've designed one myself, just because I'm an amateur inventor, and I'd love to know if it would work. I have my doubts, but I'd love to build a prototype one day, just to see if it would actually work. I'd hate to get to my deathbed and be forever wondering whether my invention would have actually worked as a true free energy device.
Yeah. Well, I think you hit on something, because your themes in the book, especially in wrapping them up the way that you did, is there is a lot of buzz over electric cars and what would it be like to have one. Some people own them, have them, and are, you know, can tell you about charging them up and charging stations and doing it in their homes. And there is a fascination around the world with electric cars and making that part of, you know, the whole idea of the free energy, and just the idea that if there was free energy, and I said there would be like a stampede for it, can you only imagine if you're the one that has the free energy, that comes up with the idea and implements it, and et cetera?
Yeah. Well, hopefully you won't get chased by the oil giants, but yeah, sure. you will be an instant millionaire, I would imagine.
Yep. I would agree. You can get the book, by the way, on Amazon. Lexa Gibson, that's who we're speaking with in Melbourne, the author of this book, Free Energy. And after you wrote it, I mean, here you are, you know, you said it, you're an engineer. You write the book and you actually have it in your hand and you can actually see it. Is that kind of a cool feeling?
It was. It was very exciting. I didn't think I would ever write a book. It was just something I just thought I might be able to do, but I generally read conspiracy thrillers and all sorts of books myself, and, you know, obviously you read a book and you go, oh, I don't think I could do that, but I thought, oh, I'll give it a go, and I've got a story to tell. I want to get the story out of my head because it's kind of swimming around in there. Get rid of it.
And you got rid of it, and you published it. So that's a really big deal. Congratulations on that. People talk about stories, and then they may have a great story, but they never ever get it down. So you got it down. What do you hope people take away from reading Free Energy, your novel?
Well, it's got a little bit of everything. It's a conspiracy. It's a thriller. It's got spy themes. A little bit of humor, a bit of romance. So it's got something for everyone. But I think people would... I hope people that, you know, think a little bit about the ramifications of an actual free energy device and what that would mean for a society. Because it would be interesting for someone to actually invent a free energy device and how that would impact, you know, the environment and, how the big corporations like the oil giants would react to it.
Right.
I think people would enjoy reading it because I very much enjoyed writing it.
Yeah.
And I've got some positive feedback from the few people that had read it. They seemed to think it was really interesting, so that was good.
And you can get it on Amazon, like I said a few times here, and it is intriguing, and it takes you on a journey of really something that we've talked about with free energy, honestly, in our lives. There's, like I said, there's a lot of buzz about that. You have another book that you're thinking about that you're working on, and it's something completely different. I wanted to give you, you know, a minute or so to tell us about that.
It's a psychological mystery. The main protagonist has memory loss as a result of head trauma from a car accident, and she has to deal with her day-to-day life dealing with her memory loss, and then the mystery is something is being kept from her by her family and close friends. It's not a sequel, but it is a shared universe. So the main protagonist was introduced in Free Energy as a minor sort of throwaway character, and then she's the main character in the next book, which I've got a title, but I don't want to say what the title is because I might change it. That's what I'm asking.
Which is perfect, and it's a perfect place to end this. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On this show, we talk about all kinds of things, and especially evolution, and there's all sides to this, and we've looked and examined and talked, etc., to so many different people, and you're going to love our next guest, because he pulls no punches. Danny Earhart joins us, and he's written a book called The Theory of Evolution is a Joke. He just says it again. The book is The Theory of Evolution is a Joke. So, Danny, thanks for coming on. Tell me about the road to the book and why you wrote the book.
Well, let me first say that you mentioned that you talk to people on all sides, and I don't want to be arrogant, and I don't want to be offensive, but to me, with the knowledge I have from all the books that I've read from scientists that totally and absolutely destroy this theory, there is no side. The Earth is round. It's not flat. Although there are young kids out there for some reason that have gotten on the internet and they'll tell you that the Earth is flat. So, you know, but yeah, the roots for this were reading all kind of books. First of all, I guess back in the mid-1980s, I was introduced to the fact that the theory of evolution is actually a lie. And, of course, I went to school and college and everything, and I was taught it just like everybody else. So that was kind of like a little bit of an awakening. Not that I was necessarily a great believer in it before, but, yeah, I was taught it. That's it, right? So there you go. And then from there, I went into reading just all kind of different books, just by scientists, fact after fact, it is beyond statistical probability that even a minute part of living things could have just created itself. Like, for example, the DNA molecule that is the computer inside of every cell of your body, and you have 100 trillion cells in your body. Just touch your skin and you're touching millions of cells. So just the DNA. That has no chance whatsoever self-creating itself, self-creation. It had to be made. And that's mathematically proven because mathematicians have determined a while ago that anything with odds greater than 1 in 10 to the 66th power, which is a 10 with 66 zeros behind it, they determined that that could never happen even if the universe lasted for an infinite number of years. So there you go. Just by the DNA molecule alone, end of evolution. And there are thousands upon thousands of facts, of the human body, of other, living things that are so far beyond 10 to the 66th power that it's just beyond absurdity that life could have made itself.
So is that why you wrote the book? You decided, look, I did this research. I've checked it out. I was taught, like you said in the very beginning, like everybody else, and I was just going along, and I found out, nah, this isn't right. And you decided, I need to wake some people up?
Well, when you're given the truth, if you have any type of heart whatsoever, you would want to share that. You can't shove it down people's throats because everybody has, free will, and they can come to the knowledge of the truth if it's presented to them, or they can love the lies that they were taught that are already in their head. But you still have the desire, I would think, any human being, that if they found out something, like, for example, any human being listening to this, and I'm sure you yourself, Kate, if you knew about Bernie Madoff and what a scam he is, and you had the ability to contact his investors so they could get their money out of there before they lost it, and some of them, I think, committed suicide because he just wiped them out. It was all a scam. So, obviously I had that desire as any decent human being would. And it turned out I was motivated to write the book about it.
You told us really what some of those nuggets were. What are other nuggets of truth that you found that were just undeniable to you?
Well, so you want to go beyond evolution and talk about, let's say, for example, the larger book that I wrote?
Yeah.
Which isn't published yet. The larger book is 740 pages, which is a high spiritual number, 7 and 40. And it has 14 chapters, which is a high spiritual number. And chapter 7 is entitled Jesus of Nazareth and God's Free Gift of Eternal Life. And 7 is like one of the highest spiritual numbers. But what I did is I started writing. And chapter 10 in that book is The Theory of Evolution is a Joke. And, of course, that chapter, like, it was like 100 and some pages long, so it was big enough to pull out as a book. And I started to publish the larger book, like, back in 2012, and I contacted with a self-publisher. Then after a month or so, it turned out to be a little too much, being as long as it was and what have you. So I dropped that project. And then I decided a couple of years ago or a year or so ago to pull chapter 10 out and start with that. But yeah, the larger book is, for example, chapter 7, I mentioned the title of that. Well, if the Bible's true, if it actually is written by God, maybe we ought to pay attention to it. Now, you go to college and university today, a couple hundred years ago, you went to college and university, you would hear the exact opposite. They weren't Bible deniers and God deniers. But you go there now, they mock the Bible, and they come up with all this fake, quote-unquote, evidence that, quote-unquote, proves the Bible is not credible. One of those things they use to destroy the credibility of God's word is evolution. Well, evolution settled science. So we know that Genesis is, BS, but that's a lie. It's the exact opposite. Evolution is BS. It turns out that all the facts and evidence, historically and scientifically, actually support exactly what Genesis says as far as how the earth and the life on earth and the universe and life on earth were created. And by the way, as far as the word of God, that is one of the chapters in the book. I believe that's chapter 6. And we just go on and on, page after page, with evidence after evidence that says, listen, this book is exactly what it says it is over 3,000 times written written by God. So either it's a disgusting lie to tell people something's written by the creator of the universe when it's actually just a bunch of men fabricating it. Either it's a disgusting lie, which really nobody on earth says, even the worst haters of the Bible. They never say that.
So what do you hope, Danny, and we're speaking to Danny Earhart, the book, you can get it on Amazon, The Theory of Evolution is a Joke. What do you hope people take away from reading this book?
I hope they come from lies to the knowledge of the truth. Okay, I hope they come from darkness to light. All right, just like the Bernie Madoff example. You know, if somebody came from the lies of Bernie Madoff to the truth about who he really was and what his investment scam was, and they pulled, let's say they had $10 million with them or some, all, you know, 90% of all their savings, and they pulled that out, and then the next day or the next month or whatever, he was exposed and arrested and everybody lost their money, he'd be doing backflips. He'd be jumping up and down, thank you, that he was given the truth, okay? The truth is that important in this life, because I mentioned chapter 7. What happens after we die? Well, the Bible talks very clearly about it, and Jesus talks very clearly about why he came down to earth. He came down to earth to pay the penalty for us, because we're all sinners. Anybody that thinks they're perfect, well, God bless them. They're a liar. We're all sinners, and he came down here to pay the price for us. He was the unblemished lamb that takes away the sins of the world. So if you believe in him, now you have his righteousness. Because no matter how good you try and be in this life, and you're supposed to, we're all supposed to try and be good and be pleasing to God, but it's not good enough. Because we still have that sin nature. So only by being covered in his righteousness, it's called, in Matthew, in the Bible, it's called putting on a wedding garment. And only by having that wedding garment on when you die are you accepted into heaven, which is extremely important. In fact, if you put a price tag on it, it's $1 trillion to the trillionth power, which is beyond any computer on earth to comprehend. That amount of money, but that's how much it's worth. Just ask somebody who dies or has died and did not have on that wedding garment, okay? Ask them what they would pay to not be where they are as opposed to being in heaven. And by the way, heaven's not going to be up in the clouds playing some harp being bored to tears. Heaven is going to be here on this earth forever, but it's going to be the renewed heaven and the renewed earth. Just read Revelation, the book of Revelation. It's going to be Hawaii on steroids. So it's worth coming to the knowledge of the truth.
What a perfect place to end this. The book again, The Theory of Evolution is a Joke. Danny Earhart, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.